15th June 1985, a bombing at the Frankfurt airport killed 3 and wounded 74. It is relatively rare for terrorist groups to be named after individuals. Frankfurt am Main, Germany. If you have ever flown from North America to Europe, or through Europe to destinations further abroad, you will have most likely have flown through Frankfurt Airport, FRA for those among you who collect airport codes. Often it is after a long overnight flight in which you have probably slept fitfully, if at all, unless you paid for business or got an upgrade where they have those really cool lie-flat seats. It is a sprawling facility, one I have had to navigate stumblingly on many, many occasions. You try to answer even the simplest questions at passport control when you have had 30 minutes of shut-eye, not a pleasant experience. As a major transportation hub, FRA is also a lucrative terrorist target for all the reasons we have discussed before. Large, lots of people, nowhere to run, easy access, instant notoriety, etc. And indeed, it has been hit by attacks in the past. I think the most recent one was in 2011. On 19th of June 1985, a bombing at the airport killed 3 and wounded 74 people. A second bomb was also found and defused not far from the first one. Two of those killed were Australian children, a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, while the third was a Portuguese man. Some 30 groups claimed responsibility for the attack, but in 1988, West German investigators concluded that the Palestinian Abu Nidal Organization, or ANO, had perpetrated it. There is also speculation that former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi played a role. The Libyans used to do that in those days. ANO was named, not surprisingly, for Abu Nidal, the common name for a Palestinian splinter terrorist group known more formally as the Fatah Revolutionary Council. It was responsible for dozens of attacks in 20 nations, killing more than 1,500 people. Still, it has been quite a while since we have heard of their exploits. It is rare for a terrorist organization to carry the name of its founder, Abu Nidal, and the name is a kunya, an Arabic practice of naming one's parents after the eldest child. For instance, I would be Abu Aaron, Aaron's my eldest daughter. It is often used metaphorically. Abu Nidal means father of the struggle. He was a Palestinian who broke with the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO, way back in 1974 and was active until his death in an apartment in Baghdad at the hands of a shooter. So do arrogant, boastful terrorists leave their mark on their organizations, or is that the work of the press? Inquiring minds want to know. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.